Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 69, talking about being complete and incongruous and equal on the inside and outside, because it was taught in a Brisa, Rav Nachman explains, an irreligious Jew who observes his Shabbos obligations in the market publicly, even though he violates the Shabbos in private, may relinquish rights, but one who does not observe his Shabbos obligations in the market may not relinquish rights. Notes point out, this Brisa follows Rav Yehuda, differentiates between someone who desecrates the Shabbos publicly and someone who does so privately, and it's also mentioned that before. And then the Gemara goes on to say that for the sages said, a Jew may receive rights or seed rights. The notes explain that there could be a different reading of this also, but this is the reading that we're going to use right now. And so the sages said, a Jew may receive rights or seed rights, but in the case of an idolater, carrying in is prohibited until he rents out his rights. Thus, we see that someone who publicly desecrates the Shabbos is treated like an idolater in this regard. The main point I wanted to point out is that someone, that as the notes point out, that we're differentiating between someone who desecrates Sabbath publicly and someone who does so privately. Because before, the Gemara talked about how there's an opinion of someone who's suspect in one area of Jewish law is not suspect in other areas. However, if he disregards the Shabbos, he's treated like an idolater in regard to the laws of Erev. Therefore, he may neither join an Erev nor relinquish his rights. The main point being that we're looking at the idea that we want to make sure that we're congruous and we're equal and we're the same on all aspects, on our inside and our outside. If on the outside we're preaching, we're talking, we're practicing Jews, then we should also be on the inside. On the outside of our home, we're practicing Jews and we do all the things. We go to shiurim, we go to daven, we do chesed. We should make sure to do so in our own houses and within our own selves. If we're talking on the external, we should do so on the internal. If we tell others to learn Torah, we ourselves should be learning Torah. If we tell others to do this and this for their kids, we should do for ourselves. If we tell others to give tons of tzedakah, do tons of chesed, we ourselves should do tons of chesed and mitzvos. We have to be congruous on the inside and the outside. Just as the Gemara talks about this person, who we're talking about, if he's suspect in one area, is he suspect in all? Is he congruous in all his aspects of life? Is it equal in all aspects of his life? Is he a Shabbos observant and mitzvah observant on all aspects? Or is there something incongruous, an incongruity, something that's not equal, an inequality? We have to make sure that on the inside and the outside, we have the equality, and we have the equation where it's equal on each side. What we're doing on our outside equals what we're doing on our inside. What we're doing outside our home equals what we're doing inside our home. Don't be the nicest guy on the outside, but be horrible, God forbid, to your wife and children. Be congruous. Be equal. If you're a nice person outside, you have to be an even nicer person to your wife and kids. If you're really a big giver on the outside, but you're a terrible giver on the inside of your home when someone comes to visit you or ask for money or need something, that's not congruity. You have to be a good mitzvah observant person on the outside, on the inside, external, internal, outside your home, and inside your home, as we see from the Gemara today. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 70 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.